And I've posted some excerpts from previous shows, and I hope you check them out. The first one is an excerpt from the March 9th, 2014 show. But it was also used as part of the commentary on the first chapter of Anti-Systemic Movements. And you can find that commentary on the page that hosts this show, audio and text files. You can find it, it's listed in the menu. In upcoming shows with Peter Kropotkin's help, and I'm posting on the blog page with the upcoming show draft PDF, an additional PDF file with some of Peter Kropotkin's thoughts on the economy and the state. I'm trying to get some advanced thoughts for myself going, and thought, why not just share? So I'm typing and posting text as often as possible, hopefully daily, and I'll change the draft number as the text changes, so check it out. I hope you will, because we'll be, starting next week, focusing more on concretizing the vision that we have, that we will develop, of that new global social arrangement based on non-coercion. And Kropotkin has a lot to say to help us with this. We're going to be laying out what will likely be some of the basic structural supports of the self-sufficiency framework for our freedom, as well as examining the character of our education work with the broader community. Both of these things require that we confront the notion of the economy, exploring its ideological quality. And I think the only thing that makes that really challenging is the convolutedness of it, of its, I was about to say presentation, but it's not exactly what I mean. It has been made, our world, intentionally complicated with lots of layers and players and intervening processes and agencies that administer this and oversee that and create laws for this and codes for that and the whole mess erected on us and to achieve the effect of a sense of hopelessness in us. It's just too overwhelming to try to cope with that mess. It just seems easier. Just leave it all to others. What we're going to be arguing is that we don't need to leave that to others. or maybe, yes, let's leave that to others and turn to what we want. And very shortly, there will be fewer and fewer folk who are at all attracted and interested in trying to cope with that mess and instead are interested in freedom. They just need to see an example of it, of how it is accomplished. See that we can, in fact, help each other globally, have each other's backs. Although I use the example of the Earthship in waking up in the final chapter to say that, you know, that technology alone proves there's no material or technological barriers to our freedom. And some of the luxuries that are only available from our brothers and sisters elsewhere, we may or may not have access to. That depends on a lot of preparation and creative work together. But the fact is, we are born to be We are born to be cooperative with each other. We need each other. And it is the absence of having each other that creates such massive insecurity in us. It's not what our bodies want. So we're going to be looking at an authentic way to understand what's called the economy, exploring the ideological nature of the one that we're told is the only one that can help us survive, exploring this ideological quality, the fact that while it is posed to us as essential to life itself, it actually means destroying the earth, which is why this system is dying. And they, the global state statesmen, are trying to impose a harder form of coerced work, as well as reduce our numbers by clandestine means. A harder form of coerced work on us globally, keeping in mind those laws of hierarchy discussed in that excerpt. Do this before enough of us can wake up and work together to create our sensible alternative to coercion and death, that being freedom and life for every human being.